Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. This is an incredibly important transmission. Sunday, May 7, 2023. Believe me, you need to tell everybody you know. Tune in now.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
All right, I told you 2 weeks ago on air that I met with high-level federal officials concerning the total collapse of the border 2 weeks ago, and that we're going to be breaking major news here on air. Now, I'm going to do the best job I can here today to lay this out. We have a special guest joining us as well. We're looking at footage right now of the man who was arrested reportedly in Brownsville, Texas, for running over dozens of people, killing at least seven of them. And viewer discretion is advised. I'm showing you this because you need to know how serious the situation is. This is people mowed over, illegal aliens at a migrant center by a Hispanic male, according to local reports. That's in the local news in Brownsville. The state police have said that. They are not showing this on the national news. We're also going to show you footage right now of your TV viewer. And the footage has all been posted at InfoWars.com of the shooting yesterday in a suburb of North Dallas, where, including a five-year-old little girl with her head blown off. We do not enjoy showing this, but you need to know how real this terrorism is. So, here's what happened. One of my journalist sources, who's proven to be extremely accurate, started calling me desperately yesterday morning before the attack in Dallas. And he said, I'm authorized to tell you off record and name names, the name of the intelligence officer who gave him this information. But he said, do not go to shopping malls or grocery stores, that the two largest drug cartels who have not worked together in more than 20 years have made a deal and are working with the Biden administration to launch terror attacks inside the United States using operatives where they'll kidnap their mother or their son or their daughter and say, if you don't run people over, if you don't go shoot people, we're going to kill your sister, your daughter, your mother, your father. Hours later, what the source told us was imminent happened. The source started calling our other source Friday night. He didn't talk to him until 10:30 in the morning. He checked his phone record. This happened, 1:32 p.m. in the afternoon. So that's powerful. And it fits into the whole picture. Biden said there's no crisis at the border for 2.5 years. He said surge the border, out of control crime, out of control murder. Now, as the border completely collapses and up to 80,000 people are set to come across on Thursday when Title 42 expires in El Paso alone, suddenly they say, oh my gosh, it's a giant crisis. And here's how it's going to work, according to the sources, and I agree with their analysis. They activate the cartels that do this stuff every few minutes in Mexico, every few hours. They rule by terror. They start shooting people, bombing people, running people over through their operatives. And then Biden comes and says, oh, my gosh, we've got to take the Second Amendment, and I will secure the border, and I'll bring in a new title. This is footage this morning in Brownsville of a food truck being ransacked and robbed as they try to hand out food. And I know people on Twitter said, oh, that's not El Paso. Look at the lower right-hand corner. El Paso, fighting hunger. No, that happened. I checked the local news. It is complete bedlam. Our crew will be down there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I will be deploying down there very, very soon as well. But Owen Schroyer and our people are going. Pray for us. But the entire stretch of the border, 300-plus miles of it, is a war zone right now. Even areas in the middle of the desert have people coming across it. Promised they could come into the U.S. by Biden. The drug cartels on the surface are angry because if Title 42 gets lifted, they won't have people being deported all the time so they can make money 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times off of them, paying $10,000, $5,000, $20,000 to come across. But it's being allowed to happen by the Biden administration, wink, wink, the cartels the CIA works with, because this will be the terror they need as the pretext to take the American people's guns. And Biden put out a press release saying it's time to confiscate all semi-autos 1 hour ago. We can save the Republic together, but we've got to face the facts. America is now under leftist-coordinated terror attack. Just like the attack in Tennessee was a leftist, they're still suppressing that information. Stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Piles of dead bodies, including children, in North Dallas. A car ramming through more than 25 people, killing at least seven in Brownsville, Texas, on the border. We're showing TV viewers, radio listeners are spared this, the full video if you want to see it, it's on InfoWars.com. But we're showing this to our TV viewers and TV stations because you need to see what real terrorism looks like. All right, the border has completely collapsed. Millions of people are on their way. Hundreds of thousands of different cities are stacked up, ready to come in when Title 42 goes through. Because these are people that don't have the money to pay the cartels, the minimum, $7,000 to come across. If you're from China, it's $50. Africa, $20. The cartels are making tens of billions of dollars a month off of this. We watched the congressional hearings. And Biden, by saying, surge the border immediately if I get elected, has made it many times worse than it was even under Obama. Trump basically shut it down 98%. The Border Patrol did an excellent job, and they had good leadership. The Border Patrol, more than 10,000 feds have been whistleblowers. I myself have been in private secret meetings with high-level federal officials, not just FBI agents, not just federal marshals, not just Navy SEALs, but we're talking Zoom meetings with top people 2 weeks ago saying this is all coming. One of my other big sources started calling me at 10:30 on Saturday. His sources started calling him. That's when he talked to his source and said they're going to start launching terror attacks first in Texas and all over the country, targeting migrant centers, illegal aliens, because the cartels want them to know if you come across without paying us money, we're going to kill you. And I asked the sources, well, doesn't Biden know? They already work with the cartels. Nancy Pelosi said MS-13 is God's children. They said, absolutely. They're going to use this hysteria and this new war with the cartels as the pretext to take the Second Amendment. About an hour and 10 minutes ago, Biden called for repealing the Second Amendment and taking all semi-autos. So this is what came in before the shooting yesterday, and then I talked to the source who's joining us in about 20 minutes. I just heard something sick from my best source. Almost made me throw up. The insider said the cartel sit-down says, 2 weeks ago, he thinks this operation may come from way on top. Two top rival cartels never sit down to coordinate. He thinks the entire scheme is to get Biden what he needs to justify not lifting Title 42 and make him look like a hero. But the criminal regime, Obama holder, is behind it. U.S. political regime stands to lose billions as well, as a majority of them are on the payroll. Confirmed. That came in at 10:30 or so today. Unprecedented meeting between Gulf and Sinaloa cartel. My source gave me permission to let you know who they are. I'm not going to say the name. Who was a multi-decade contractor for the intel services, some of the best contacts in the world. And this is a great source gave me this. But I was already getting this information. It came in before this happened. The high-level source contacted Pete Santilli, that's joining us, bottom of the hour, Friday night, said, please call me. Chantilly didn't call until 10 in the morning, called me right after. And I'm like, okay, they're going to attack. They're going to have terror. And then a couple hours later, it happens. And then a truck attack in Brownsville running over 20, say maybe 30 people. They're not sure. At least 7 dead. We're going to show you the footage. People's legs, arms chopped off, blood spraying everywhere. We do not enjoy showing this, but you need to know how serious this situation is. Viewer discretion is advised, ladies and gentlemen. And people are mad about this. Walter Cronkite in the late 60s showed little girls with their skin burned off with napalm. People need to see the reality. It's not the gun. It's not the SUV. It's the evil people doing this. And you ask, how do they have, and show the footage of the Hispanic male, looks like a military contractor, being arrested and the police saying he's the one that did it. We'll show that footage in a moment. Well, guess who the reported killer in North Dallas is? Mauricio Martinez Garcia, high-level security contractor with multiple certificates for armed security, dresses up in a paramilitary all-black outfit and goes to a mainly Hispanic mall and sprays a bunch of Hispanics congregating outside the doors of the mall. Anybody that goes to a major mall knows Hispanics are like old-fashioned people like white people did 50 years ago. They hang around and talk outside of markets, outside of malls. So mainly, that's what the footage shows, a bunch of Hispanics are hanging around outside a mall in North Dallas, including little kids. This guy, overhead shot please, Mauricio Martinez Garcia, no criminal record, high-level security officer training, pulls up and kills them, shooting them in the heads. A police officer nearby and stopped him, or it could have been hundreds of dead. The answer is the police officer with a gun. The answer is the concealed carry holder with a gun. The answer, I mean, what are you going to do? He used a gun. This other guy just used a truck. Why are Hispanics attacking Hispanics? The media is suppressing all this because, according to the intel, the cartels have probably kidnapped their mothers, their wives, their children, and Zoom them or FaceTime them and say, here's your five-year-old daughter. Here's your wife. Here's your mother. I'm going to blow their head off. And by the way, let me just cut their finger off right in front of you right now. Or they'll have a couple of the daughters and the mom there. They'll go ahead and just slit the mom's throat and say, if you don't kill people right now, we're going to kill your daughters. That's how they do it. Now, for the average person that doesn't study super dirty black ops and dirty war, they'll just hear the media. They're suddenly bombs. I predict car bombs and mass shootings and car attacks and truck attacks. And they'll think, what the hell's going on? We got to give our guns up. The last thing we're going to do is be like Mexico that has no Second Amendment, so they're a failed state. We're not giving in to this terror. And like Governor Greg Abbott said, the answer is more guns, not less. And a good man with a gun stopped this guy. But let me tell you, to have Centilli calling me up yesterday, I was trying to spend time with my youngest daughter and my mother-in-law's in town, and we were out swimming at a local community pool, and the phone's bzz, 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 over and over again. I'm like, what is going on? And Satilli's like, they're going to start attacking people. It's me, mass murder. We got to tell everybody. And he's been on the inside of this for a long time. And I was like, okay, well, all right, we'll talk to you coming up next week. I'm going to the border, we'll do it. And then hours later, this happens, and I'm thinking, wow, that's really chilling. You know, maybe that's what's happening. And then there's a car attack. I mean, folks, this goes on in Mexico all the time. The cartels will order, say, take Cancun is controlled by the government and the military, one of the few zones that's somewhat safe. And they don't pay enough protection money. You'll see dozens of robberies, murders a day, bombing, shootings to the via the cartels. That's what they do. And here in America, if you've got millions of people coming across a year, paying on average $10,000, $15,000, you know, the lowest is $7,000, according to congressional testimony, and I agree with that analysis. It's been looked into. I talked to my sources. What's millions times $7,000 or $10,000? It's billions. And so all hell is breaking loose, ladies and gentlemen. And again, the backdrop of that is an uneducated public, an uninformed, half asleep, no major memory public will just think, well, my gosh, there's mass shootings and car attacks and all this. We've got to take the guns. And that's the goal here. We're in a major war. The dollar's dying. There's absolute tyranny unfolding. The government's declared any opposition to what it's doing is terrorism. And meanwhile, Biden said immediately surge the border if I get elected. And then now 2.5 years later, he's like, oh, the crisis got so bad. Oh, I'm going to fix it. And his press secretary says, you know, it's all Trump's fault. When Trump stopped this, the Border Patrol did a great job, really hard job stopping this. They did. I mean, they cut it back 98%. It was basically shut down. And now it's completely out of control. And again, the cartels are like, you're going to end Title 42 where people actually don't get deported because he's going to legalize everybody. And people heard that and came and said, we're not paying the cartels. We can all just come across. The cartels are like, oh, really? We're going to bomb you. We're going to shoot you. We're going to run over you with cars. But the sickness of this is, the word is from the highest levels, it was green lit. Because Biden's going to bring back Title 42, but selectively enforce it later. But right now, he's letting the chaos break out. So everybody, you know, tune in now, however you're listening. This cannot be more critical. We can stop this together, or it's the end of the republic.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Terrorism alert. Emergency terrorism alert. Emergency terrorism alert. Texas mass shooting, truck attack, beginning of Mexican cartel terror campaign. DR Live, Sunday night. All right. Here's what we know. Yesterday at about 2 p.m. in the afternoon, Maurice Martinez Garcia, with no criminal record, and level 3 security training certificate, which means armed security, in a black tactical gear outfit, attacks a shopping mall, reportedly, and guns down Hispanics. Want to know where to go kill illegal immigrants? They're just like any other culture 50 years ago. They go hang out in front of markets. And I've looked at the people in the piles of dead bodies, the 8 dead people and the wounded. Every one of them I saw was a Hispanic. Another Hispanic man today in Brownsville runs over 25 to 30 people, killing at least 7. The reports are coming in that more may have died. We'll show you that graphic footage to show you how serious the situation is. That was a, quote, migrant processing center in Brownsville. There's a man with his leg cut off. His foot cut off. Why are Hispanic males targeting Hispanics? Well, I got the call from a high-level, very connected individual who's been nothing but dead on with his reports, that his federal source, who he's confirmed to me the identity of, told him this was imminent on Friday. He talked to him Saturday morning, hours before this happened. This is what the cartels do in Central and South America and Southern North America. This is what they do. This is their MO. Do you think they're going to give up tens of billions of dollars a year with Title 42 not letting them, when people get deported, bring them back in? Think they're going to just let all those people come up there and not pay them and put arm bracelets on to come in? No. They're going to kill them, and they've said they're going to kill the migrants, the illegal aliens, all over the United States. Then Biden swoops in, supposedly takes out the cartels, which he won't do, puts in a new Title 42, which he selectively enforces, so the Democratic Party can take all the laundered money from the billions being paid to the cartels and continue this scam on. But they plan to use this to come after the Second Amendment and for further destabilization. Here again is a screenshot of the video of Maurice Garcia. Maurice Martinez Garcia. We actually have the footage this is from. We'll show you. Where they're shooting through the coffee shop window after he's shot by the police. You can see the graphic aftermath of Texas shooting on InfoWars.com. Here are the images of the little 5-year-old girl with her brains blown out. Sorry to show that, but the Second Amendment stopped more of that happening. These individuals, dead. Almost all reportedly Hispanic, like this person. Why are Hispanics, Latinos being targeted for death by Latinos? Who does that? Oh, he had gang tattoos on him of an affiliated major gang, the second largest Hispanic gang in Texas, that reportedly does murder for hire for the cartels. Think about that for a minute. Allen, Texas shooting, Tango Blast gang, a prison gang affiliated with the very Mexican cartels. We were told we're going to do this. Texas mall shooting updates. Domestic terrorism probed as possible motive. Yeah, I think so. ABC News. Texas Governor Abbott, usually behind the curve, calls for addressing mental health issues in wake of a Texas mass shooting. Really, you got a security guard with the highest level security certification, level 3, killing people. That's like saying you can't trust the cops with guns. No. You have to look into who they have gone after, his family, and what really happened. And that mall was a gun-free zone. There's their official page saying all of that. The Tango Blast Gang. All right, so that's where we are right now. And the media, the controlled corporate media, is doing everything it can to not focus in on this. They're saying they don't know who did it. They don't know their race. Just like they won't release the manifesto of the trans man who was a woman killing all those people, including children, at that school in Tennessee. But what's not really getting reported is the car attack, the truck attack. And again, are we going to ban cars? Because someone used an SUV wrong. Remember Kenosha, when the racist black man ran over a bunch of people, killing a bunch of people, including children? They said, oh, it's an SUV attack. And they're saying it's a gun attack in North Texas, in Dallas. But it's not the silver SUV to blame. We all know that. It's like the car. This isn't Stephen King's Christine. It's not a car going out and killing people. People laugh at that. But when it comes to guns, it's like, oh, if we just took the guns, it would happen. Yeah, there's the reported man that drove the truck, running over men, women, and children. And, of course, he's a white supremacist. But, of course, he's not a white supremacist. But what will the media plant? What will the media say? What will they do? Do I need to explain to listeners that we're not in the New World Order? We're deep inside it. And we need everybody to realize this is an information war. The truth of this needs to get out. A lot of brave people giving us information so we can get this information out to you. Please take the live show feed from band.video, infowars.com/show, madmaxworld.tv. Please take clips out of the show and share it. Please pray for an awakening to stop this. But they've allowed a lawless, collapsed border bordering a failed state. What do you think is going to happen? And why suddenly is this happening? And what our sources say makes a lot of sense. You have cartels making tens of billions a year off this. And if Biden just outright legalizes them all, they won't be ever getting deported, so they can't get multiple people paying them over and over again to come into the United States. We showed the footage earlier. Go ahead and play it with audio. Of the food trucks pulling up in El Paso this morning. It says El Paso on the side of the truck, and the media is saying it's fake because they can't admit this is going on. Look at the lower right-hand corner. El Paso. That is El Paso right there, ladies and gentlemen. Tens of thousands already there. 60, 70,000 ready to come in just in one city. El Paso fighting hunger. See on the truck? This is, but they think the public's too dumb to realize who's causing the crisis, so we'll go along with it. But we're not going to. We're going to blame Biden and the deep state that allowed this lawlessness to take place. They want to make an entire republic a failed state. We need to get a hold of this and eradicate this now. We need to shut that border down. All right, Pete Santilli, investigative journalist, par excellence, joins us on the other side. Stay with us. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, we got all the King Charles news and all the Russia war news and end of the dollar news. We got it all coming up next hour. But Pete Santilli, incredible investigative journalist, joins us. He began frantically calling me at about 10:30 yesterday, and I didn't start reading his text until later in the afternoon and talk to him. And he's like, man, they're about to launch terror attacks. These are the Mexican cartels because they're mad about Title 42 ending, and Biden's greenlit it because he wants to be the hero and he'll be the one to stop it, but he controls the cartels. And I'm like, okay, great. Let's talk about it next week because he brings a lot of big stuff. It's always accurate. Then the shooting starts in North Dallas. Then a massive truck attack with another Hispanic man running over 25 people, killing at least seven. We have all the footage of that. It's not hitting the national news. Viewer discretion is advised. But Pete has high-level federal sources that he has revealed to me. I already know he has those sources. I know who the source is. I have similar sources telling me the same thing. So explaining what's really going on is how you destabilize the country, say, come out the Second Amendment. Because the American people just see a bunch of people being killed. They don't understand that this is how the Mexican drug cartels operate. This is how the cartels operate, period. So Pete, start at the beginning here with the calls you started getting Friday night. It's on my phone. It's on record. You were calling me at 10:30, 11 with this. Hours later, it starts happening. I don't think there's any way to say this is wrong. Hispanic men randomly shooting up Hispanics, randomly running over Hispanics at a migrant center in Brownsville. I mean, wow. This is, and it ties into Fast and Furious and Holder and Obama sending hundreds of millions of guns to the Mexican cartels that were later then sold to ISIS. This is just incredible. This is the definition of terrorism, the unlawful use of violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims. Sinaloa and Gulf cartels convened a meeting 2.5 weeks ago to decide of launching terror attacks and mass casualty events in order to stop lifting Title 42. They do it all over Mexico and Central and South America. Why wouldn't they do it here? Why would Hispanic males start randomly killing Hispanics? Because their wives, their daughters, their fathers, their uncles are held captive. That's what I would speculate. It's how the cartels work. Pete Santilli, incredible information. Dead on. Tell us what's happening.
You know, originally when the report came from an insider that was actually in the room, as they say, but at the compound where an unprecedented meeting took place, where the Gulf cartel and the Sinaloa cartel got together. Why is that unprecedented? Well, rival cartels don't typically get together to plan events. They're against each other. They're killing each other. But it was actually about a week and a half or so ago when that meeting took place. A call went to my source, and he found it to be unbelievable, but really didn't take it as seriously as it should have been. But he got a call, I think it was on Friday night in advance, telling him. Now, this wasn't supposed to come forward. I had to actually ask because it's a matter of such high public importance. This is a terroristic event. So I said, we need to make this stuff.
By the way, let me just back you up. This is so bad that I had meetings 2 weeks ago with top federal officials. I mean, people would know who they are, I said. So I mean, that's how concerned they are, telling me basically lawlessness is about to break out. The cartels are about to attack. So they didn't go as far as you were with the specifics. They just said, what can you do? We're calling everyone. And I said, we're not making this up.
There was a warning to my source who essentially was told you need to have full situational awareness, level 10. You know, keep your head on a swivel. Don't go to grocery stores. And this person is knocked down on the border. They were planning to launch major events, mass casualty events, and then basically blame it on this mass migration that's taking place to stop the Title 42, because the cartels have tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars at stake. Now, of course, we know who is behind that, allowing it, the regime that's in place, Obama, 2, 3, 4 points.
And obviously they knew the cartels would do this when they're cash cow. They make more money off human smuggling than off everything else. And for those who don't know, the average person 3, 4, 5 times goes back and forth in a revolving door. That's where the real money's at.
Absolutely. Now, this is effectively at two of the top cartels, one which controls the border and the other, of course, down below the border, that have essentially decided to launch terror attacks on the United States in order to affect political policy with respect to lifting Title 42. That, when you couple that with what we know about Eric Holder and Fast and Furious and supplying guns down there and the deep infiltration, if not collusion, with the cartels, especially with respect to human trafficking, sex trafficking. Shoot, I was down on the border of McAllen, Texas in 2014 and saw them funneling, children. They get their pick of the litter, of course, and they send them to the Catholic charities and then, of course, distribute them throughout the entire country. It's been going on for many years. But we've now gotten to the point where this weapon of mass migration coming up to the border, if Title 42 is lifted and people are just allowed to walk across the border unchecked, the tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars will go away that's in the hands of these cartels. And that's why they're launching this attack. Well,
and that's why they want it. But why does Obama, the real president, the stole the election, why in Obama's third term with the puppet Biden, why is he doing it? Well, it's simple. They can blame the Second Amendment, call for gun confiscation, as Biden just did an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago, and then later bring in a new Title 42.
Yeah, that's right. Now, the cartels, a lot of rumors out there. Now, this is the way it came to me, is that there were imminent attacks that were already predetermined. They're not necessarily going to blame it on the cartels. They're going to blame it on the migrants. That's the way it was told to me before the Saturday events came. And I was told that they were imminent, and they happened. And I was like, holy cow.
Oh, I mean, I looked at my text messages. You're on record before this happened saying it was going to happen. And then the truck attack just confirms it.
Yeah, and then another truck attack, and I'm being told that this is nothing. There's going to be a massive wave. There's going to be no doubt about the pressure for Joe Biden. Now, this is a twofold effort. They're going to try to also never let a good crisis go to waste and make Biden look like he's going to clamp down on the border and shut down the mass migration.
Because they know the public doesn't have a memory that he said, if I get elected, immediately surge the border. Once it peaks and it totally collapses, then he poses as a savior. Makes perfect sense.
It's just like a triple false flag going on to make Biden look halfway decent for political purposes, shut down the border, make sure the cartels maintain their dominance in gun running, sex trafficking, human trafficking, so on and so forth. Now, here's another concern. I'm talking to Michael Yon, of course, supplementing the work that he's been doing on your show. Yesterday, I conducted an interview.
And you describe him as a famous reporter, Michael, former special operations guy.
That's right.
He never gets mad. He's really upset. He's been out at the Darien Gap.
Down in the Darien Gap, Special Forces operator, a great journalist, photographer, traveling all over the world. He's been everywhere from Hong Kong to Iraq, Afghanistan, one of the best investigative journalists of our age. He's listening down at the Darien Gap, and you had him live on the air talking to a Chinese national, but he's also listening to those around him. Or talking
he just
about
got footage you put out on Twitter yesterday. We should play. It's in my list to play. We have too much video to play. He saw dozens of Chinese meetings with a party official saying, okay, members of the party, they're having a communist meeting right there at the Darien Gap.
That's absolutely correct. That coupled with what he sounded the alarm on yesterday in my interview, it's not shocking. It's just a high level of alert that we need to understand where we're at.
And explain the cell phones, because they're handing them all UN cell phones and
exactly
prepaid
right.
debit cards so they can coordinate and have operational control. Explain what that means.
That's right. They can actually deploy because they have direct contact, even micro-targeting, and deploy people to come to your house and take it over. They can send a text. One move, 1,000 people at
so
your
this
house.
So this is Red Dawn. In Red Dawn, they parachute in.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing products that keep us on the air. And never submit to these tyrants.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Face of it, which is just Obama, but there's an entire regime from Obama to Eric Holder to Susan Rice, this communist regime.
And we're showing on the screen all the big banks giving free $1,000, $5,000 debit cards to everybody to come here. I mean, this is all government run.
You know, imagine, Alex, picture this, that that right now we're seeing through Michael Young's footage out of the Darien Gap. We're seeing massive tent cities. These tent cities down in the Darien Gap and hopscotching all the way up, they have brand new with UNICEF logos on it, UN logos on it, EU logos on it, United States of America flags on it.
This is modern warfare. This is government-directed collapse.
Now, imagine that all of these migrants have all of these great brand-new facilities. They've got brand new buses, air conditioned. These people are living in a lap of luxury. Isn't it amazing how they get to the border and they're dumped in the streets of America?
And the cartel is saying they got to pay us money. We're going to start killing them if they don't pay us money. That's why they're threatened.
That's right. Now, UNICEF, they're handing out, the UN organizations are handing out condoms because they know all these women are getting raped. Not only are they getting raped, and that is the perfect picture right there, on all these brand new tent cities. These migrants coming up, they're paying, some of the Chinese are paying upwards of $50,000.
That's right, the lowest is $7,000, highest is $50,000. So it says UNICEF, the U.S., and the EU.
That's right, and they're providing them with all of the resources that they need. This thing is being fueled. We're not talking about hundreds of thousands. There's millions of dollars that are going towards bringing these migrants up. That essentially,
by the way, this just happened this morning. You can see on the side of the car, it says El Paso. This is El Paso. Look at the lower right-hand corner, folks. This is El Paso today. This is the insanity happening right now. And imagine what's Title 42. Next Thursday, we're going to be there on the ground in El Paso. Imagine what's going to happen then. Pete Santilli.
Yeah. Now, it's above my pay grade. I think that the powers that be, whoever was able to convene an unprecedented meeting between the Gulf cartel and the Sinaloa cartel. Whoever makes that call to make that happen, that's way above my pay grade. There must be a battle going on where both sides are pushing. You got the black hats that are saying we still want to make money on the illegal activity, and you guys are allowing it to be legalized. There's a conflict here. I don't know what's happening, but all I do know is that the chaos that's being created is initiated. This is not some spontaneous.
Yeah, why would a random Hispanic man drive over people with a truck in Brownsville? Why would a Hispanic man go shoot a bunch of Hispanics, hit Latinos? No, this is how the cartels work. Have their families been kidnapped?
Yeah. Now, even within the if you have a source that's in the room that knows about this meeting taking place, and when these folks, insiders, are concerned about what's going on, that means that there's a call above their pay grade. Something huge is going on here. When they start making calls like that, breaking operational security to warn of their friends.
Exactly. Why would top federal officials 2 weeks ago meet with me saying, you got to do something, what do we do? Because everybody, I was telling them, I don't know what to do. They thought I would know the answer. This is like insane.
You know, Alex, I mentioned it to you earlier. I want to get away from, I don't want to use the leftist tactic where after a mass shooting, you know, to start pointing our energy at the gun and say we need to disarm everybody. It's the person behind the gun. We have to resist that temptation using the Second Amendment or the assault rifle analogy to not yell at the white buildings in Washington, D.C. and our bureaucratic institutions, because that's the gun. It is a well-oiled machine. It's very powerful, and it's designed and used to go get bad guys. Like the FBI and the CIA.
No, I agree. There's a battle over our agencies, over our government. The government's not the enemy. It's the criminals that have hijacked it.
Those agencies are now being weaponized and pointed towards the American people. We got white hats within the FBI, within the CIA. I do know this, that they want to help save our country. But I'll tell you what. They don't know how the black hats are operating their communications operationally. You know how they're communicating? I found out through sources they're talking, Alex Jones, on child porn servers that the FBI is running on government property.
How that came out in the news 3 weeks ago, exactly.
Guess who uncovered it? Norm Pattis was the one that exposed it, I think maybe a couple years ago. Norm Pattis was the one that exposed that the FBI was running child porn servers on government property. From that, we now discovered that that's how they're communicating their operational orders, is in the chat rooms. They're communicating on gaming chat rooms.
But that came out in the congressional hearings a month and a half ago. They're using illegal chat rooms.
That's correct. They're using illegal chat rooms. That's how they're communicating. So our white hats within the system know that they're abusing the power of the full force of the government and these investigations going on at the FBI. Setting up child porn servers under the pretext of conducting investigations, and they're doing it on government property. Go take a look at the chat rooms and see what their next plans are, because that's where it's happening. Why do they do that? Because guess what? I was actually almost entrapped to convey. I wanted to take a screenshot of some evidence of what website they were using. And if I had fallen into that trap, I would have been arrested for dissemination of child pornography. The reason why they do this is they can do it because nobody else can go in there. It's illegal to go into these child porn websites. Another one is the gaming chat rooms. Norm Eisen, Neil Keitel, Mark Elias, they were running ballot stuffing operations prior to 2020. I published an article. So these black operatives are communicating their orders. We're wondering how they're able to affect all these false flag operations, how they're able to steamroll people like Alex Jones and Sandy Hook trials. They're able to communicate in black channels. They're able to subvert the Constitution. They're able to cherry pick all of your communications and communicate it to either opposing counsel or whatever. They're doing.
They are a lawless group of criminals who believe they're invincible, and they've made their move. They're committed. So let me ask you this. What are they going to do next? Because the border's collapsing, and once it totally collapses, how does Biden look good? Well, he poses as a savior. And that's what they're doing now.
He does pose as a savior, but Biden is he's a puppet. He is a tool. But we have to recognize their methodology, that Hegelian dialectic, never let a crisis go to waste. Everybody needs to get educated on.
No, but I agree with you. Created. So what do you think is coming next? A truck attack in Brownsville, a mass shooting in Dallas. You called it was going to happen. What does the deep state want to get out of this? Because Biden already came out 2 hours ago and said, we're taking your guns.
I believe that there are going to be, and this is just what I'm being told, is that we have seen nothing yet. This is not going to be isolated to the border. This is going to happen across the country. I'm expecting, I can fully expect, because my source was told, stay out of the grocery stores. And he didn't tell me this information to bring it public. He was told this information for his own personal safety, and he's nowhere near the border. I'm expecting that we're going to see major attacks like this that have been initiated by the cartels. You won't see it as a cartel event, but it's going to be blamed on the migrants, and it's going to happen in major cities across the country. To get that full imagery and effect, to give Biden that opportunity to exploit the crisis that they, in fact, created. His regime, Obama, Biden regime, is behind all of this. They're doing it secretly. They're having open meetings that even the insiders within these groups know that orders are coming from higher above. I'm being told that these cartels know that it's coming from higher above.
Well, again, why would a clean-cut Hispanic man, looks military, ram a car over a bunch of people and kill 7 or 8 people today? Why would a Hispanic man with a security clearance, an armed security guard, go attack and kill Hispanics? That's what the cartels want folks to know. You don't pay us money, we kill you.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the front face of this thing is going to be, but I know who's behind it. It's going to be the cartels. The cartels are going to claim credit for it. They're going to blame it on the migrants. They're going to blame it on the migrants and the criminals that are hiding, just like the Palestinians. You got the very sympathetically, the Palestinians that are poor, they're shoeless, they're throwing rocks, but they're used as human shields. These migrants are going to be used as human shields for a very nefarious criminal entity that's going to come up through the border. And that's who they're going to blame it on, that terrorists are coming over, that these very dangerous criminals like MS-13 gang members are coming over the border. Why they use this guy? It's perplexing to me, but
so they heat up the crisis, they open the border, and then right when the border collapses, they go, "Oh, we're going to fix the border by taking all of your rights." Pete Santilli, it makes perfect sense. We'll talk to you again the next few days on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Thank you so much, Pete. How do they find your show?
PeteLive.tv. That's the best way to find me. PeteLive.tv. You find our live streams. We broadcast 6-7 hours a day.
All right, and X3, the ultimate iodine, sold out for more than half a year, is back in stock. It's amazing. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, TurboForce, all back in stock. It's the products that fund us, plus they're amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back for the second hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.